Carol Wood. She is a Lansing City Council member. Good morning, Carol.
Good morning, and Happy New Year to you.
A Happy New Year to you. What are you doing up so early after last night's meeting? You should still be in bed.
I still need to get done today.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I tell you what, I'm concerned about the Lansing City Council. So I spoke with Dr. John Braccio. He's a psychological consultant. And I just want to see if he can help me find some love for city council so you guys can get along.
Well, you know, just because it took a while to come up with leadership doesn't mean, again, that we're not getting along. I think we've had this discussion repeatedly, and the fact that when you look at legislation and things that have come through, that many times that these things are supported. There are absolutely times that it takes a little bit longer to work things through, and that there are some core values for some council members that, you know, that's what they bring to the table. The residents of Lansing have voted for a variety of different people with different backgrounds with the thought process, this is who they believe can best represent them. So it's not as if it were hand-picked out there and said, okay, this person works well with that person. But I think in the end, as long as we respect each other, we have that ability to move forward.
You know, Carol, I understand the political process, and I guess if anything, maybe the council should be commended at first glance, because you did find a resolution to this. You did find common ground. But from us outsiders, it's just annoying and irritating.
Well, and again, I think maybe when you look at how much press and things that were dedicated to this versus the fact this is an internal issue. It's who we believe as individual council members put the best face forward for council, and that's what we're looking for. And I think after going through a very contentious council race and things that were out there for a number of us that were running, it is important. There was an important part of this that we wanted to see a clean slate and see someone who, at least for me, in leadership, who hadn't been there for 2 years to help bridge this perceived gap out there, and I think that's what happened. You know, we have Brian Jeffries as president. We still have Kathy Dunbar in leadership, and now it's the opportunity to move forward with this. I will tell you, normally, which is behind the scenes, a number of these things are usually worked out during the Christmas break. That didn't happen. This time, people were not available to do that. So when you're looking at a two-week period that you've had a number of these discussions back and forth, you know, this is usually worked out before we get to the council chambers. Instead, we were working it out for the last couple of days.
All right, Caroline, I need your help. Apparently I'm doing something wrong, because Mr. Jeffries and Mr. Quinney will not return our emails or our phone calls. Where's the love for the morning show, Caroline?
Well, I will have to have a sit down and tell them that you don't bite and that they can expect a warm reception, and I will definitely do that.
I've had my shots. Yeah. All right, Carol. Well, so this is done. What's at the top of the agenda?
Well, I think what's been at the top of the agenda for some time is the budget and the things that we're going to have to deal with that. We have received our financial statement for closing of the books for last year, for June of 2011. It will be reviewing that. We're coming up on our six-month period of our current budget and to see where revenues are and how that looks and to understand what we're walking into with the next budget that the mayor will be presenting. So I think budget is the biggest thing that's out there because it affects crime and safety, it affects the road repair, it affects all of those things. So that's one of the things that we'll be, I'm sure, tackling in the very near future.
I can't wait to ask you what the surplus will be, but we're not there yet. So what's the deficit?
Well, I've heard differing numbers from the mayor. Recently, I understand he made a statement that he was looking at a $7 million deficit. Again, you know, I think part of it is looking at whether there's been any increase in property tax collection, whether there's been any increase in income tax. We have seen some numbers change as far as unemployment for our community, and that's always important. You know, we just had an amazing reveal at the auto show with the new Cadillac, and hopefully that generates continued sales that increases productivity in the plants that, you know, again, relates back to income taxes. So those are all things that we'll be looking at.
Will the city council do anything? Will they be proactive from your perspective to keep Davenport in the city limits?
Oh, I'm sure we will. One of the statements that the mayor had made early on was that at the end of last year was he was looking at doing an RFP for that property. And that is something I'm sure that will be on the discussion with leadership and the mayor as to where that is and any talks with Davenport. So definitely I'm sure that we'll be looking at that.
When will the Lansing Community College buy the Oliver Towers, and when will they either tear it down and rebuild or just refurbish it?
Well, the buy-sell agreement's been on the mayor's desk for some time. My understanding is that's valid up until March, and it's for $2.5 million. And so that hasn't been accepted or rejected yet, and council can't act on that until the mayor moves that forward. So it's actually in the mayor's lap right now.
All right. Do you get cooperation from your perspective? Does city council get cooperation from the mayor and the mayor's office?
Well, I'm not sure what you mean by cooperation.
A couple instances you said there's stuff laying on his desk. What's going on?
Well, and again, that's his prerogative to move that forward when he feels he's ready. With new leadership, we hope that those discussions will be going on and that council will be more informed as to issues that are out there so that as they come up, it's not a matter of having to make decisions in 45 minutes to move something forward. So, you know, I think there's a number of us that look forward to the fact that, again, we'll be receiving more information in a timely manner to make those decisions. And I'm sure those discussions will be going on with the president and vice president with the mayor's office.
All right. Anything else new and newsy city council-wise?
Well, actually, on Thursday, we will be having the 31st annual holiday celebration for Martin Luther King in our council chambers. That's been done, as I said, for 31 years at noon. There is a wonderful program that's put on. We have children from the elementary school that come and sing. We have a guest speaker. Students are honored for their achievement, and it usually lasts till about 1, and there's a reception afterwards. There is also on Saturday the third annual Martin Luther King Holiday Breakfast that will be held at Union Missionary Baptist Church in conjunction with Crystal Ray. and there was a speaker at that and a breakfast. And, of course, on Monday, and my understanding is the tickets have been sold out for the Martin Luther King luncheon that happens at 11 o'clock. And then lastly, on the 27th of this month, we will be having the Ruth Hallman annual soup and chili birthday party that collects funds for problem solving for the Lansing Police Department. And that will be held at IBEW 665 at 5205 South Pennsylvania.
All right, Carol, let's stay in touch. We'll probably get you on in a week or so just to talk about all those events. MLK Day is very important to us, and we want to help you publicize that.
Well, thank you very much.